everybody, That Christian Podcast here, back with another episode, and thank you guys for listening in. I ask you guys, share this with your friends, with your coworkers, because when it all comes down to it, everybody needs encouragement every single day of the week, and we need God every single day of the week. But let's get right into this episode. One of the most asked questions among Christians, among atheists, among people that you see every single day: why does God let bad things happen? Why does it? If there's a God out there, why do these bad things happen to me? Why do these bad things happen to others? And I am here to answer that for you. So the question, why does God let bad things happen? It's a tough one, because nobody knows the true intent of God. For his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. They're beyond human understanding. And it's that says that in his word. But I want to try to give a little bit of an answer that through what I've learned and read in the Bible and learned from other people, such as pastors and missionaries, is the reason God lets bad things happen is because it's all a part of the plan. You know, the Bible says that he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. You see, God has a plan for each and every one of us. That is our story. When something bad happens, that is our story. That is our testimony. And our story and our testimony and our relationship with people ultimately is what is the seed or the key to winning people to Christ. Jeremiah 29:11, one of the most popular scripture verses in the world, says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare." Some versions of the Bible say plans to prosper and not for evil, to give you future and a hope. God has plans to give you a future and a hope. When something bad happens in our lives, that's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the line, because God has plans for future and hope, and he has everything in control. There's some missionaries that came to our church one time, and they were talking about this particular subject, and they got cut multiple times by a machete out of an attack because of their faith. A man who was crazy attacked them, and they had to get hospitalized. They had to get off that field, and they had to come back to the United States where the safety was. But they are still called, and today they are still missionaries. But they came and saying, that's a part of our story now. The reason God let that happen, why do bad things happen, is because that's a part of our story, and that's how they can reach people. When something inconvenient or something bad happens in your life, it's God creating your story. You never know when that could help in the future. So next time something bad happens, don't think, man, this is horrible, this is miserable. Think, God, this is you creating something. This is you creating my story, my testimony. I know you have it all in control, and I trust in you. And that's a challenge even I challenge myself with. Thank you for listening. It's That Christian Podcast. I hope you leave encouraged. Share this with your friends, your family. Check us out on Instagram, That Christian Podcast. And email us, thatchristianpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, and podcast topics that you would like to hear. Thank you. Have a great day. And God bless.